Welcome to Ladies Who Finance Podcast. My name is Debbie, and I'm a money coach.
And my name is Sonia, and I'm a first-gen Latinx tax pro. Together, we're Ladies Who Finance. This podcast is about empowering women
and discuss hard topics like finance, debt, and taxes. Hey guys, it's Debbie, your favorite money coach, and I'm flying solo. This is my first solo episode, and I am so excited to start this off with a topic that just keeps coming up in my coaching sessions, and that is the debt cycle. So when it comes to financial confidence, let's start there. Financial confidence is something, you know, it's a term that might be thrown out, but what does it actually mean? It all starts with where you were raised. So for me, for example, I was raised in a household where money was always lacking. Money was the reason why my parents fought. Money was always something that caused stress in our lives. And so when you're little, you soak that all up like a sponge. Like, no one had to come up to me and say, "Hey, Debbie, we're poor." It was in the air. I just knew it. And your financial knowledge is actually started at the age of 7. So think about when you were little. Like, what did your parents tell you about money? Did they tell you that money was a tool, for example, that you could use to enhance your life? Or was it something that was always argued about, talked about, or you just knew there was never enough? Then we're thrown into school. And in high school, for me, again, as an example, I learned how to sew, cook, type. There's two more. Sexual education and driver's ed. That was it. There was no financial education at all. And I have two kids that are in college. And both of them, when they were in high school, were not taught anything about finances. So nothing has changed in the little years between me and my kids. So now you're thrown into the world and you're like, "Hey, good luck. Don't get debt." Like, there's no way that you can go from not knowing when you're little to now being like with an aha light bulb moment that you know exactly how to manage money. You're confident when it comes to money. So now you're again in the real world. And what are you going to do? You're going to sooner or later get into debt. And then you start trying to get out of debt, right? Tell me if this sounds familiar. You start budgeting, but because you don't know how to manage money from a place of abundance, from a place of money is excitement, money is a tool, money can be used to better your life. Instead, you think, "I have to be restricted." That's what a budget is. A budget is restrictive. And so a restrictive budget is to me the same thing as a restrictive diet. I can tell you personally, after I had my son, Brian, I was so smart. I went on a restrictive no carb diet. It was the worst 46 days of my life. I hated every minute of it. And sooner or later, I was at a friend's house and I brought my kids and my little newborn. And my friend was like, "Okay, here, I made some pastries." And so I saw this chocolate chip cookie and I was like, "It's talking to me." So I ate a cookie. On the way home, I was like, "Okay, I'm just going to have a piece of pizza." And that turned into another thing and another thing and another thing. And next thing you know, all the weight I had lost in those 46 days were gone. My pants did not fit. It's the same thing when it comes to a restrictive budget. You're going to hate every minute of it. You're going to sooner or later give up. And then when you give up, you don't stay where you are. When you give up, you're like, "Forget it. I'm just bad with money." So now your mindset kicks in and it's like, you're bad with money. Money is always going to be something that's lacking. You're never going to be able to enjoy it. So when those thoughts kick in and you say, "Forget this whole thing," when it comes to your budget, now you're going to be further into debt. And then next thing you know, you're going to feel once again stressed about your money, throwing money at your credit card debt. Your credit card debt now is not going to move because now the credit card companies have you where they want you. And so now you're going to be paying so much in interest because interest rates now are crazy. And now, once again, you're thinking to yourself, "Okay, well, it's because I'm so bad with money." But what if I told you that that's not have to be your reality? Budgeting can be fun. Whenever I post something about budgeting being fun, I get someone jumping on a strategy call with me because they're like, no, budget's not fun. And I'm like, I accept that challenge. Budgeting can be fun when you are included in your budget. Now, when it comes to a budget, what happens is if you have credit card debt and it just seems to grow, no matter what you do, you keep getting further into debt. Chances are it's because you don't know where your money's going. So when you have a budget that's flexible, that's easy, what happens is you start being able to see where the money has been going. And then when you have that information laid out in front of you, you're like, wow, I can't believe I was spending this much money on this. I had a client that told me on our first call, she said, Debbie, I know every single cent I spend and where I spend it. I treat myself to one Starbucks coffee and that's it, once a week. So I said, okay, well, I'm not here to tell you what to do with your money. I'm here to support you and show you how together we can come up with a budget that's flexible and easy and fun for you. I'm like, but I'm not here to tell you, don't do this, do this. Like, that's not my job. So I showed her how to come up with a budget, right? We coached on it that, again, gives her that flexibility she's never had. And I showed her habits to support the budget. So at the end of the month, when we recapped what happened for the entire month, and I asked her, I said, okay, since Starbucks is a category she wanted in her budget, I said, how much did you spend on Starbucks? She could not look at the camera because my sessions are on Zoom. She was like, Debbie, I can't believe it. I was spending $200 a month on Starbucks. Now, I'm Cuban. I love my coffee. I think I'm half blood, half coffee. So I would never tell someone not to have coffee ever. But she herself was shocked. She was like, I cannot believe this, that one cup of coffee a week was turning into $200 at the end of the month. That's what happens when you have that information laid out in front of you. And that's how you see and your mindset starts to shift. When you start seeing exactly what's been happening, because then you can make decisions moving forward that can really impact your finances in the best way. It can help you see that if you did small changes throughout the month and small decisions throughout the month, you free up extra money that you can then use to meet your savings goals, to attack your debt. But with that, it's so important to know that this whole thing is the debt cycle, the lack of financial confidence, the constantly trying to budget and then it doesn't work, getting further into debt and then still not realizing what's happening and then getting even further into debt. All that, that's the hamster wheel that so many of you are in. And that's why I love what I do. From the bottom of my heart, I love what I do. Because when you see that life doesn't have to be in this stressful, anxiety-filled hamster wheel, by making small changes, you can change the trajectory of your money. You can start to enjoy it. And part of that is being in your budget. But life does not have to have you be stuck in this debt cycle. If you want to start moving forward, here are three actionable steps that you can take today to get out of that debt cycle. One is know that because you have never been good with money before, that does not mean that you can't be good with money moving forward. That's a thought. That's a mindset shift change that is needed, because without that, you fall right back into that hamster wheel. The second thing is you're going to make mistakes. It's a given. There is no, in like the Matrix, here's the red pill, here's the blue pill. The red pill will get you to budget and never make a mistake again. You know, it doesn't work that way. So mistakes will be made. And when mistakes are made, you need to give yourself some grace and say, you know what? I'm trying and I'm doing better today than I did a month ago, than I did a year ago. And tracking your expenses really is key. Now, I know that sounds simple, right? Just track your expenses. But by tracking your expenses, what you're doing, and I don't mean, when I say that, I don't mean your utility bills. I don't mean your mortgage or your rent. What I'm talking about is your personal spending. So anything you spend with cash, with your debit card, your credit cards, or on a shopping app. So yes, that includes Amazon. So by tracking where you're spending your money, that information at the end of the month is worth its weight in gold. And please don't invest in an app that tracks for you, because that, if you do that, one, you're paying money for something you don't really need. And two, you are not learning. The app is doing the work. And let me tell you, those apps, not only do you pay like over $10 a month for them now, but they give you the wrong information because they can't think like you. And they're going to actually take categories and double them. I've seen that so often. So save the money, download a free app, something that works for you. And it's just as simple as tracking after you spend. I have amazing bookkeepers as clients, and I tell them one thing. I'm like, don't be a bookkeeper when I'm coaching you, because putting receipts in a wallet and then waiting until the end of the week or waiting until 2 or 3 days later when you have time and then putting it in your app is a waste of time. You need to set up the habit right. And the way you set up the habit right is by, when you spend, simply put it in the app. It takes maybe 7 seconds to be able to track an expense, so it won't take you long. Like when I'm at the gas station, and I'm in New Jersey, so we do not pump our own gas. We actually just give the card to the gas attendant. He pumps our gas. I know it sounds so strange, but for me, this has been always the case because I've always been in New Jersey, except for 1 year. And so he gives us back our card before I drive off, before I even turn the key. I immediately go on my shopping app and I put in a shopping app, excuse me, my tracking app, and I put in the gas expense and then I drive off. When I order my groceries online and I pull into the supermarket and they put it in the back of my car, because I love that, that way I don't have to go into the supermarket. As soon as I get that receipt in my email, because sometimes there's substitutions and things can change, I immediately put it in the app before I drive away. Because I know that when I get home, I'm going to be thinking about my business. I'm going to be thinking about what's for dinner. My kids are going to call me. My little one's going to ask me questions. My husband's going to want to talk to me. And I am going to forget how much I spent on groceries. By starting that habit, it's going to really set you up to succeed. But giving yourself the mental break of knowing that when you budget by yourself, things are going to happen. Mistakes are going to happen. No one is perfect the first time. But the fact that you are saying to yourself, something has to change. I cannot continue to live life like this. That in itself is a moment that can literally change your life. When I sat down with my husband and for the first time back in the day in 2016, when I had brought in $48,000 of credit card debt to my marriage, and my husband sat me down and showed me how much debt I had brought in, that moment was one of the worst moments of my life, because I felt guilt and I felt shame that I brought that debt onto this wonderful man, into our marriage. But that day that I decided my life will not be like this anymore, I am taking control of my finances. That moment, 2 years later, I paid off $48,000 of debt. The next month, I started my YouTube channel because I knew that if I felt this way, of not knowing how to manage money. Others would as well. And the amount of women that reached out to me in the back of YouTube just in the first few months of having my channel, asking me for help. I didn't know that I was coaching them because I had never heard of a money coach back then. But that rolled into my business. And the reason why I share this is because we've all had debt in one point or another. But the decision that you make to change that, to say, I'm done feeling bad, being in this debt cycle, being in this mindset, like I was almost going to curse. You can imagine what I was going to say. But being in this mindset of, I'm just not good with money. I'm always going to be in debt. Being in that cycle is the worst place to be. So have faith in yourself and know that you can do this. If you need help, I love having strategy calls. You can book a free call with me and we can go over not only why you feel stuck, how we can work together to finally get you excited about your money for the first time. I can show you how to come up with a flexible budget that works and how to attack your debt so you save thousands on interest and become debt-free faster. I now have two ways of working together. This is the first time I'm saying it out loud. So if you're watching me on YouTube, my cheeks are going red. But of course, I am still coaching my clients one-on-one for 4 months. And it's a weekly sessions that I go that we do on Zoom, and it's an hour long. And I also offer support through an app called Voxer throughout the 4 months because I always want to be accessible to my clients. But now I also have a group coaching program that again, my cheeks are red. I'm saying it out loud. This is so exciting for me. I have been wanting to do this for so long, and now I'm like, let's go. It's a group coaching program. So it's going to be a limit of 12 people. I do not want to overextend. I want to be there supporting you one-on-one. And in this program, we're going to have weekly sessions. The first 3 weeks of the month are going to be group, and the last week is a one-on-one session with me. So it's 4 months. So you get 4 one-on-one sessions with me, and the rest are in this community because I want you to know that you're not alone. There are other people in this with you that feel the same way that you do, that feel stress, that feel anxiety, that check their checking accounts multiple times a day because they just want to make sure that the money is there. It's an awful place to be, but having that community aspect of it, I'm so excited about because there's nothing better than to know that you're not alone. And then having the support of them and having sessions with me one-on-one, the group program is called The Path to Financial Confidence and Freedom because that's what you're going to learn and achieve working together. So for the month of March, since it's my first launch ever of a group program, I'm offering a $200 discount. So if you're interested in working with me one way or another, you can book a call. My link is down in the show notes, or you can follow me on Instagram and DM me the word podcast, and I'll reach out and we can chat. But I hope this is the message you needed today to know that in this debt cycle, you are not alone. It all can come down to the decision that you make to change the way you think and feel about money. And know that mistakes will happen if you do this on your own. But give yourself permission to make them. And know that each month, things get better. If you guys need any help or have any questions, reach out to me. I live on Instagram. And if you like this podcast, please rate it. And let me know if I can help in any way. And I hope you guys have a wonderful day. And I hope you enjoyed my first solo episode. I'm like, this is kind of cool. And I'll see you next week. Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode, we will love it if you rate it 5 stars and leave a review.
And if money is a point of stress for you, or you're ready to start managing your finances, pay off debt, and achieve your savings goals stress-free, I invite you to book a strategy call with me.
If you're looking to minimize your tax liability and implement tax strategy to avoid a tax bill shock, book a consultation call with me to get started.
Our calendar links are in the show notes. Thanks for listening.